Macmillan Audio presents Faking 19 by Allison Noel. Read for you by Katie Shore. Chapter 1. Five celebrities I'd sleep with in a second. Number 1, Richard Branson. Number 2, Tobey Maguire. Number 3, Edward Norton. Number 4, Jake Gyllenhaal. Spelling. Number 5, that guy with the dark hair and sunglasses that I saw at Java Days that time with M that I know is famous, but I just don't know what I've seen him in. Okay, so maybe my list isn't the same as yours. You're probably going, what's with all the old guys? Or Richard who? Or what about Justin Timberlake? Or maybe just, ew. Well, technically, I'm a virgin, so the whole list is sort of hypothetical anyway. My best friend M thinks the Richard Branson thing is really sick. She thinks I'm obsessed and swears I've gotten all Freudian since my dad abandoned me. Personally, I think M is taking her psychology class a little too seriously. My parents divorced when I was 12. I knew it was over when my dad mumbled something about having to find himself as he walked out the door. I swear he was just like Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights. I wish I could tell you about how much I miss him, but the truth is, I just wasn't sorry to see him go. That was 5 years ago, and now, at 17 and a half, I can honestly tell you that the only real difference is that these days, we're kind of poor, when before we had stuff. Really, that's it. Sometimes it sucks, but for the most part, it's totally worth it. I mean, nobody screams in the middle of the night anymore. There's just nothing worse than living in a house where people scream. I don't remember much about being a little kid. I guess it was an average California childhood. I mean, some days I was in trouble, and other days I was riding the Matterhorn at Disneyland. I just wanted to go to school, see my friends, ride my horse, eat dessert, and stay up past my bedtime. Those were my goals. Then, when a few years passed, and I got a little older, I would just burrow deep under the covers when the screaming started. My sister swears it was really good once. Really happy, just like the Nickelodeon channel. But I can't remember that part. She's 8 years older than me, so I guess all that happiness was before I was born. I've pretty much always assumed that I'm a product of makeup sex. Having divorced parents isn't so bad. When you grow up in Orange County, it just makes you normal. Nearly everyone's parents are split, and those who aren't are like totally on the verge. People here are stuck in a state of permanent adolescence. Most of my friends' mothers take yoga classes and raid their daughters' closets for cool stuff to wear, and their dads watch us a little too closely when we swim in the pool. It's like a continuous midlife crisis, and the parents are like teenagers with credit cards and no curfew. California is like a high school where no one graduates. I'm not kidding. Anyway, getting back to my Branson thing, it's not problematic like M says. I'm not obsessed. I just really like him, admire him. And yeah, I think he's sexy. I mean, who's supposed to make the list? NSYNC? The Backstreet Boys? I'm sorry, but I just can't go for that prepackaged focus group made for teens junk. Those guys are like shrink-wrapped with a Mattel stamp on their ass. I like to think I've developed a more mature, refined taste, but M just swears I've got a daddy complex. It all started one day last year when M and I were shopping around in this thrift store in Los Feliz. That's in L.A. M was in the fitting room squeezing into a pair of old wrecked Levi's, and I was just trying to entertain myself when I noticed this book titled Losing My Virginity, displayed on this gruesome green coffee table. Thinking it was some kind of how-to guide, I eagerly picked it up and started to read. But halfway into the first paragraph, I realized it was just a clever title. It's actually Richard Branson's autobiography. It's not like I hadn't heard of him before, because I think he was on a Friends episode or something. But before I saw the book, I guess I never really gave him much thought. Well, M decided not to buy the jeans, but I bought the book, and I finished it in like a night or two.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?